The world's most authoritative body on climate science has today issued a stark warning about the future of the planet. More than 90 scientists have pulled together thousands of pieces of research to compile a report from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. The report says global emissions of greenhouse gas pollution must reach zero by about 2050 for the world to avoid the effects of extreme climate change. For more on this, I was joined a short time ago by our National Science and Environment reporter, Michael Slezak. Michael, can you begin by explaining why this report is so significant?
It's produced by the UN's IPCC. So they pulled together 91 coordinating authors who are all themselves leaders in their respective fields. And those authors then pulled together over 6,000 pieces of scientific research, kind of synthesizing that down into something that they can then communicate to governments and people around the world. And more than that, the I in IPCC stands for intergovernmental. So it's not only a scientific document, it's also approved by representatives of almost every government in the world.
And one of the report's key and possibly most controversial findings is that the world would need to reach zero emissions by 2050 in order to limit temperature increases. And to do that, the report says that coal would need to be phased out within two decades. Is that actually possible?
Look, the report does say that. It says that if we want to avoid breaching the 1.5 degree limit, we need to reduce emissions to zero by 2050. And that might sound politically controversial, but I mean, it's basically just a statement of the facts. For instance, the IPCC say they have high confidence in that particular analysis. So the report notes that, look, that such a transition wouldn't be simple. It would require radical changes in our energy system. But actually, the use of fossil fuels in energy production is one of the easier ways of reducing emissions. So it's easier to do that than to get people to eat a lot less meat or have significant reductions in some other industries. So they conclude that it is possible, but it would require significant policy work to achieve. Certainly, it means a lot more use of wind and solar and batteries, and it means that we can't build new coal-fired power stations. Energy Minister Angus Taylor has told Sky News that Australia has a good track record when it comes to meeting its emission reduction goals.
Now, we also know Australia is around 1% of global emissions. So the critical thing here is other countries, and whether it's China or India, you know, the developing world is where there's a great deal of growth in emissions, and it's going to be crucial that they, of course, contribute over time. So, look, let's be clear here. We are confident that we will reach those targets. We are confident based on our track record.
That's the Energy Minister Angus Taylor speaking before the release of the report. And Michael Slezak, what do these scientists predict will be the significant differences between a planet that's 1.5 degrees warmer and one that's 2 degrees warmer?
It doesn't sound like a huge difference when it comes to the numbers, 1.5 versus 2, but really it's massive according to this report. And you get a really clear sense that 2 degrees of warming is not a safe level. So, for example, already at 1.5 degrees, perhaps about 10% of the world's coral reef ecosystems will survive. But, you know, that's better than the 1% they say will likely survive under 2 degrees of warming. They say that we can avoid an extra 10 centimetres of sea level rise by the end of the century if we stick to 1.5 rather than 2. And again, 10 centimetres doesn't sound like a lot, but they point out that we'll save 10 million people from increased risks of inundation. And when we talk about 1.5 or 2 degrees, that is averaged across the entire globe, most of which is ocean. People don't live on the ocean. When you just look at land areas, the temperatures will rise by about double that amount. So at 2 degrees Celsius, we're looking at about 4 degrees warmer on average. We're likely to hit 50 degree days fairly regularly during summer. It's not clear that our cities are built to cope with that level of warming.
That's National Science and Environment reporter Michael Slezak.